Hey, this is Andy Mason, and you're listening to Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. And today, I want to talk to you about what on earth is going on in this season and how to make the most of it. So, if you are alive, there's probably some form of isolation, some form of crisis, and some form of conflict going on around you, whether that's within you, whether that is in your workplace, at home, or in government, or wherever it is in your nation that's going on. And so that's all of us in together, which is pretty amazing, really. No one is excluded from this. We're all in this together. So I've been listening to this book called The Making of a Leader by Dr. Robert Clinton. He's a Fuller Theological Seminary, I'm not sure what you'd say, a professor maybe? And I found this book, stumbled onto it, and listened to most of it really in nothing. And then about the end of last week, hit chapter 7, and it starts to talk, Psalm 119, verse 71. You have punished me, Lord, and thank you, because I would have never known this about you unless I'd have walked through this. And carries on to talk, and it's like, I don't like that kind of Bible talk. And he starts to talk about this chapter is all about growing in deeper character and maturity spiritually in order to be everything God's called you to be. So going from doing to being, which is kind of this emergence of you as a leader with spiritual authority, with earthly authority, and everything that comes around that. But here's the key. In all of it, there's this research done, and there's three things that leaders go through in order to forge this spiritual authority. Number one, isolation. Number two, conflict. Number three, crisis. That word isolation triggered me. I don't know if it triggers you. Isolation. Triggered me like crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm listening. You have got my attention. Isolation is a key in God's spiritual formation of you. Tell me more about this. He starts to tell the story. Obviously, there's different kinds of isolation. The isolation that we're going through where it's quarantine, or whether that's you're actually in prison because of your faith in some countries, or you're isolated because you're injured and you're stuck in a bed. It's all isolation. And all of this is about what God is wanting to form or forge in you in this season that could never have happened otherwise. And so Dr. Clinton walks through a series of different examples throughout history. One of them is Watchman Nee. Went through a period of time. He was a phenomenal Chinese minister, apostle, speaker, evangelist. And at the end of World War II, when he was around, there's a recession. So he felt this need to take care of his people, all these people that he's walking with and discipling. And he's got these evangelists he calls apostles. So with his brother, he formed what we would say today is a PPE company, selling medical equipment. And he's the business manager, and his brother is the finance manager, and he employs all of his apostles or evangelists as the salespeople. Today, you'd call that bivocational. And actually, over the next 10 years, the company booms, and it provides for everybody. But what happened is, because he's doing this business, he's spending less and less time doing the things as a part of his church that they're a part of. And so all of these accusations start to fly. Like, you've put your hand to the plow and now you're turning back. You've forsaken the call of God on your life by stepping into business. All of these different accusations. And he refuses to say anything. And then the church itself actually kicks him out, as in says, you're no longer a minister here because we see that you're going into and you're just running after money and stuff and things. And again, he refuses to defend himself because he feels like this is what God's called me to do. Well, the business booms, and years later, that church leaders come back to him and apologize. And it was a really, really tough time for him because of the isolation and the conflict. But he starts to actually deep dive into God in that season and starts to realize that God has invited him into something in that season that could have never happened otherwise. The isolation forced him to. The pressure of conflict forced him to. The refusing to defend himself forced him to a place where he's completely dependent on God. So it says in Song of Solomon, here he comes, or here she comes, out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved. It's like Jesus, 40 days in the wilderness. When he came out of the wilderness, it says he came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Contrast that with Israelites who went through the wilderness also, except they never learned what they needed to learn in the wilderness. So literally their bodies are strewn all across the wilderness. Something that could have crossed in 7 days took 40 years. Literally died. Died in COVID, died in quarantine, died in the middle of this thing because they never learned what they needed to learn. They never adjusted to what they need to adjust. So what's the point? I'm just hammered by the reality is we're going through something right now that is forced isolation, this forced crisis and conflict. And please, please, please pause for a moment and ask God, what is it that you want me to learn in this season that I could never learn otherwise? This could be the biggest global growth and maturity and believers and leaders across the world if we'll embrace the season. Now, I'm not saying stand up for what's right, but I am saying at the same time as you pray for a miracle that COVID disappears, at the same time as you ask God for the decisions that you need to make in your business and your home and your family and your country, at the same time as you vote for what's right, also be asking Jesus, what are you wanting me to do? What are you wanting me to learn in this season? I don't want to die in this season. I want it to be over as fast as possible, but I don't want it to be over before I learn what you have for me in this season. I look at the life of Jesus, that's the life I want. I look at the life of the Israelites who died in the wilderness. I think, what a waste of a season. Actually, what a waste of a wilderness, because they never learned what they could have learned. The amazing thing is the provision that was in that wilderness, the proximity of God that was in the wilderness, the power of God on display in the wilderness. And I'm starting to realize that victory is not the outcome. It's not what happens. It's not whether I'm standing as a Forbes 100 company or a fastest growth company or a healthy city or a transformed city or a fully alive community, whatever it is. That is actually not the victory. The victory is being in the middle of the process and having absolute peace and having this proximity with God and being able to say, thank you, Father, that you're with me in the middle of this. I believe that you're going to take me through the other side and that's going to be good. But if I die, I die. It's like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in going towards the fire, heated up 7 times hotter, and they said, oh, King, live forever. We're not going to bow down to you because our God is able to rescue us. But even if he doesn't, I'm not bowing down. I will fully embrace this season and I will learn all that I need to. I will suck every bit of learning that I can out of this season. But I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to step back from my belief that God is a God of miracles. God is a God of victory. So in the middle of this, I can say Psalm 16, like David said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because I am constantly aware of his presence, I will not be moved. It's that I either die now and go and see Jesus face to face, or I get to walk with him face to face, day by day, and what I'm facing right now, because the pain and the challenge and the suffering and the difficulty and the crisis and the conflict and the COVID has been the gift that has turned my heart and affection away from doing, to being still and setting my face and affection and my heart back onto what is most important, which is the source of all of life, and his name is Jesus. So, where you at right now? I don't know, but I just want you to stop and just ask Jesus the question, what is it that you want me to learn in this season? What could I only learn now more than any other time of my life. What do you have for me in this season? Who do you want to be to me in this season? And invite him into that. And then surrender. I was talking with a friend, Tony Stoltzfus, earlier today. He wrote a book called The Calling Journey, which is just brilliant to help you realize the season you're in and embrace that and learn that. So, so good. And he was just talking about the importance of asking those questions that I need to learn for now. What am I walking through? What do I need to learn? Where do I need to pause and say, right now, this crisis, conflict, and COVID is making me realize that I've had my trust and confidence in something external, a government, a particular governor, the safety, the security of a paycheck, the security of a business. And my confidence and my trust has been rocked because what I had my trust in is gone. Well, that's really, really good feedback. Now, better than when you die. Now you get to say, Father, forgive me because I've had my trust in something other than you. Forgive me for my idolatry of placing a government, a president, a parliament, a safety, a paycheck, as having greater trust in that than in you. And I just reposition my heart now and just say, no other gods before you. You be all to me. So those books, The Making of a Leader by Dr. Robert Clinton, you'll find that. Tony Stoltzfus's book, The Calling Journey, you'll find that on Amazon. And also Tony Stoltzfus's book, Questions for Jesus, which you can also find as a downloaded app that'll just help you walk through some questions to help you get to the heart of the matter of what's going on right now. Regardless of what's going on outside, there's something for you in this season that you would never, ever get, never learn, never step into, which is intended to be for your good. So I bless you in that. I pray favor, wisdom, that whatever you put your hand to would prosper, and that you would have the patience and the grace to navigate this season with beauty, with wisdom, with confidence, and you'll come out the other side and just be so grateful. Hey, thanks for listening. If you want more, jump on to Authentic Solutions. That's our website. It's setting that up and getting it nice and clean. So that is authentic.solutions. And I will be with you next week.